San Francisco Bay, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health care reform has now been signed.
Today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
President Obama, surrounded by Democrats, signed the bill today.
That happens this year.
This may be the highlight of the Obama presidency, but it is not finished. The basic insurance elements are now law, and the requirement that every American purchase insurance will take 4 years to put into force. ABC's Vic Ratner is tracking the next developments on Capitol Hill.
And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president has the cart before the horse and is wrong about health reform.
With all due respect, you don't pass a bill the American people didn't want and then try to sell them on it.
The Senate has begun work on a package of improvements to the law the president signs. Republicans opposed, and more than a dozen of them introduced legislation to repeal the new health law. Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live on Capitol Hill. A new report says a third of all births in the U.S. these days are by C-section, and that's worrisome to many doctors.
All of the different professional societies are looking at the rising cesarean rate and the consequences of it and trying to determine what are the safest alternatives for women and children.
Dr. Faye Menneker, who did the research, says one reason for the rise is the thought that it's somehow dangerous for women who have had C-sections to then have a regular birth. Change could be coming.
I think he is prepared to offer a way ahead on that subject this week.
Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says Defense Secretary Robert Gates is close to announcing changes to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. Two tour buses crashed outside Disney World's Epcot Center today. The bus driver was critically injured in one of the vehicles. Seven other people were hurt. Markets Dow up 107 points this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
You know, there's an auto parts store just off the highway with over 90,000 car parts and 75 years experience. It's open 24 hours a day and will deliver any purchase over $75 for free. Want to go? Here's the address, advanceautoparts.com. Oh, yeah, that would be off the information superhighway. Right now at advanceautoparts.com, save 10% on all brake pads and shoes. Plus, we'll match any price on the same product. See site for details. Advanceautoparts.com. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Pakistani officials say a suspected U.S. missile strike close to the Afghan border killed two people. That area is dominated by militants. The man who prosecutors say went on a shooting spree at Fort Hood might have a change of scenery soon.
Nidal Hassan apparently has recovered from the wounds he received during the November 5th massacre at the nation's largest military installation, at least to the extent that he might soon be transferred out of Brooke Army Medical Center and moved to the Bell County Jail to await trial. It's taken a month of negotiations between Bell County and Fort Hood to make the transfer happened, but for security reasons, nobody is saying when it might take place. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Prosecutors will ask for a 25-year prison sentence for a computer hacker who helped orchestrate one of the largest credit and debit card thefts in U.S. history. Free Willy 4 opens soon, but it's not the whale people are talking about in this movie. It's the other star, a certain little girl with a pretty famous father.
How about we put him back in the ocean?
The movie about an orca whale set free from a life in captivity goes direct to DVD just weeks after the killer whale attack at SeaWorld in Orlando.
I really think that out of respect to the family, I really don't think that it's time to talk about that.
3 years after the death of Steve Irwin, his 11-year-old daughter Bindi shows the same dedication to animals that her father once did.
I really want to keep going in where my dad left off. I want to keep carrying on in what he did.
Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
This is ABC News.
Here are some actual comments made by doctors, nurses, and parents about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer.
This is the only thermometer my 3-year-old granddaughter will let me use.
It's accurate and great for squirmy babies.
I can even take their temperature while they're sleeping without waking them up.
Just a quick scan of her head and bam, it's taken. It's awesome. I'd recommend it to anyone.
As a parent and a healthcare provider, this is the best one I've found.
Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, home model, available at Costco and other fine retailers.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. You may notice a lot of smoke in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Cal Fire says it is a controlled burn, so nothing to worry about, at least not yet. The sex offender who created a stir after moving into his sister's home across the street from a school in Piedmont has now moved out of the Bay Area, but police won't say exactly where he's relocated. And the former San Francisco employee who is accused of locking the entire city out of its computer network testified today that he was just following the department's written policies on protecting security. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Crash in Antioch, eastbound 4 before Summersville. Still slow from rail coverage because of that. South 880 at High Street in Oakland. Stall. It's a car with a flat tire clear to the shoulder, but traffic is still sluggish there, too. Give your family the selfless gift of secure financial future. To learn more, visit NewYorkLife.com. And the Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGOradio.com. I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Warmer this afternoon with highs in the 70s in all areas except a few 60s at the coast. Partly cloudy for tomorrow and a little bit cooler and a slight chance of rain, just a slight chance, in the North Bay after midnight. It's 67 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Just quickly, because we could spend all day on it, and I don't want to, just a few minutes here, after all the cliches and catchwords have been expended over this, the healthcare bill, nothing really new today. The rhetoric continues. I find it fascinating. Of course, one of the more interesting aspects of this is a lot of news services are offering up surveys of people and man-on-the-street interviews, and it's amazing how many people really don't understand the details of the bill. Perhaps the most amazing thing is, and this is what could backfire, you know, on conservatives, because when you tell people some of the provisions, they go, yeah, I want that, yeah. You know, keep my kid in the policy, no pre-existing conditions, you can all get health insurance, et cetera, or everybody's for it. But somehow when you package it all together, come, you know, the fears of the Russian tanks driving down your neighborhood street. You know, Social Security, Medicare, those were all caused big hullabaloos. We got through that okay. The uninsured, sure, they're going to benefit a lot. Right now, you're paying for them anyway. I saw an interview with a couple of emergency rooms, and what percentage of people who walk into emergency rooms are uninsured, and they have to take care of them by law. And the hospital eats the cost, and that gets passed on to you. So anyway, you're paying for it. As far as ultimately creating a large pool so we can all get in and keep the costs low, you are required to buy insurance in a lot of walks of life. So I don't know what all this hollering and screaming is about. Try to buy a house and not have, not have appropriate insurance, mortgage insurance, insurance to the lender in case the place burns down. Try to drive a car. Is there any place left in America where you can drive a car and not be required to have insurance? So anyway, cliches and catchwords, fine. But I have a feeling a lot of it's going to backfire on the naysayers because really nothing's going to happen that's radical. America has a short memory. You know, we're the people who are the most gullible people on earth. We buy into all kinds of things, nonsense and otherwise. And so as time goes on, I think this is all going to die down. And we've at least got to start, and we can change the details if we don't like it. So I'm not too excited at the particular moment. If you are, give us a call. We can talk about it. All right. This excites me because I'm an art lover. And Cornell University went back over a bunch of artists, some of the most famous paintings of biblical scenes over the millennium, and scrutinized the size of the plates and the food, including, by the way, Da Vinci's Last Supper. We think that as art imitates life, these changes have been reflected in painting of history's most famous dinner. These are Last Supper paintings from different periods in history. It's fascinating. They use computer-aided technology, scanning, calculating the measurements of items in the paintings. I saw a thing the other night where you take your cell phone, take a picture of your meal, you send it in, and you'll get back. Dietitians will calculate the number of calories in that meal based on what they can see from your picture. And that can be a shocker. So we've included Lucas Cranach the Elder, Rubens, Da Vinci, El Greco, and based on the assumption that the width of an average loaf of bread from the time should be twice that of the average disciple's head, they plotted the size of the Passover evening dishes. You know, Last Supper was a Passover meal. Main meals have grown 69%, plate size 66% between the oldest, around 1,000 A.D., and in the early 1700s, as far as they grew. They went, I mean, since then. I mean, just think in the last 50 years how portion sizes have grown. So up to that point, well, they were doing it too. Bread size grew 23%. Sharpest increases were in paintings completed after 1500 and up to 1900 A.D. And they say the changes in portion sizes reflect possibly culture rather than theology. 20 years ago, for instance, now you get into today, most crisps used to come in packs that were 20 grams. Now they're 30 grams, 50 grams, 60 grams, and we still eat the whole pack. That's supersizing. You know all about that. Let's talk about baby fat. Not so cute after all. This is a study which says, you know something? We're looking at school-age kids and interventions and taking away their sodas and their snacks, etc. That may be too little, too late. And we, listen, over the past decades, we've talked about this a lot in this program because we've been following the evidence and the research that there are pivotal events very early in life, during the toddler years, infancy, and before birth and in the womb, that set up young kids on an obesity trajectory that's hard to alter by the time they're in kindergarten. And there's, I don't want to go over the evidence. It's not ironclad yet, but there are so many different directions we've come at this with, and they've all shown the same thing. And I mean, other womb things like, you know, babies whose mothers smoke in pregnancy are risk of becoming obese, even though the babies are small at birth. Babies who sleep less than 12 hours increase risk for obesity. They don't sleep enough or watch TV too much, greater risk. Interventions already widely practiced. Doctors recommend overweight women lose weight before pregnancy rather than after to cut the risk of obesity and diabetes. And then you look at, you know, studies that have been done in other countries and during periods of war and famine, etc. It all seems to congeal. You know, that what a mom eats, and if a mom gains too much weight and a baby is big in the womb, then that's setting that child's physiology up for failure later on. And also they find that genes from the mother and father may be turned on or off, or the strength of their effects changed by environmental conditions in early development. So a lot more on that subject. More to follow. And here's just so typical, doctors and patients. We don't talk about weight. They have two surveys here, one of primary care doctors and the other of patients. Most doctors want to help you lose weight and think it's our responsibility to help you, but we don't know what to say. The vast majority of doctors have little or no training in weight management and nutrition. I can tell you that. I don't think I ever had a lecture in weight management. Nutrition was pieced together from biochemistry knowledge and stuff like that. I learned it all on my own. And I, you know, as many of you know, I worked in a bariatrician's office. Actually had 70 offices for losing weight. So I have way more experience than most doctors in helping people lose weight. That's why I tell you, also don't have the answer. So while many doctors will tell you you're fat, the conversation ends there. And a lot of people are not even getting the message of fat. Is a survey of 1,000 adults. Most obese patients, that's like, say, 5, 6, 190 and up, aren't getting the message they're obese. Only 39% of obese people surveyed said they had ever been told by a healthcare provider that they were obese. And of those who were told they were obese, 90% were also told by the doctors, lose weight. But it's not like they weren't already trying. Thing is, and I hate to tell you this, but unfortunately, many doctors are pessimistic about the prospects of helping people lose weight. And it's kind of true. You can't get people to lose weight easily. It's kind of a specialty. So in a way, we're a little stuck So I'm not sure I have the answer. This is a little scary, and be careful with this one. You look at children with cancer, studies of 3,500 kids, 28 studies, anywhere from 6 to 91% of kids were using some form of alternative or complementary medicine at some point during cancer treatment. And half the studies, the rate ranged between 20% and 60%. Now, some, that's fine. I'm with you. Try them out. Others, be careful. Says here, the public perceives alternative therapies as natural and safe. All right? So I won't go over the list of natural things that'll kill you, but it's a naive approach. And some approaches will cause, are not going to cause harm, you know, relaxation therapies and massage and et cetera. But some will. You know, extra vitamin C, St. John's wort, green tea interacts with cancer drugs. I've told you about a lot of vitamins that interact with cancer drugs. That's right. Vitamins, when you have cancer, could cause you to have a worse outcome. And herbs, 2%, 48%. Special diets, it goes on and on and on. Faith healing, up to 30%. Now, if you're using this in lieu of rational treatment, you're breaking the law. And I support the law. If you're using this and telling your doctor what you're doing and you're being smart about it, okay, it's fine. The most common reason was to cure or help fight the child's cancer. Now, how you figure all this out, how the average Joe out there in America knows how to cure or help fight a child's cancer, and somehow, you know, an oncologist doesn't, who may have spent 15 years in school learning about it, is part of that American thing. We our self-esteem sometimes a little bit too high. A little bit too high. I think the smarter you are, the less you realize what you know. And it's you know, a lot of famous researchers and physicists have made that statement in many, many different ways. Here is a bioidentical hormone provider, gotten herself in deep trouble, workshops. She was in 2007. She signed a stipulation. She was fined thousands of dollars and barred from diagnosing patients in Idaho. In 2008, rather than face charges, she practiced improperly. She surrendered her Montana license. She's all over the place. 2009, she agreed to a stip, an order, with Washington Medical Quality Assurance Commission. She's reprimanded, agrees she will submit to their oversight for 4 years. She will perform proper examinations, maintain adequate records. She states that she specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement, brain health, stress management, and weight control. Complaints from patients who attended her workshops. They complained their phone calls not turned, her prescriptions were incorrect, follow-up was non-existent, her diagnoses were wrong, and she asked them to pay a lot of money. You'd think that'd be enough to tell you, but I know it's not. Hey, daydreaming. Good thing, bad thing. Put down that cell phone. Drop the BlackBerry. Cease the nonstop tweeting. All your attention deficit types think your multitasking is proving your irreplaceable worth to the world. It says you're making yourself stupid or you're affecting your memory. That's the implication of a new study tracking the brain's ability to form memories. NYU neuroscientists. Subjects who allowed their minds to rest after viewing a pair of images were better able to recall the pair later. If you're not allowing yourself and giving yourself a break, it's very costly. And I won't go through the statistical methods and how they did this, but they did brain scans, et cetera, to look how we establish better memories. And I always learned in school, I was told that if you're studying for an exam, you study a little bit, you take a break. I love that. Study a little bit, take a break. It sinks in. Even sleep helps you remember things better. So we are learning that multitasking doesn't work. And that constant application of your brain, unless you're a professional, you know what you're doing, you may be decreasing your brain's ability to remember things. All right, a bunch of statistics here, a mishmash of stuff, but I think some of you will find some of it interesting. They used, these are health statistics on courting and relationships and living with each other and getting married. Most people in the survey were single. 42% of men and 46% of women were married. 9% of both living together unmarried. Now, that was the study. It's funny how long it takes them to get it together. That data is from 2002. There are variations, and there are large variations among racial and ethnic groups. 44% of white men are married, compared to 43 for Hispanics, 32 for non-Hispanic blacks. Among women, 51% of whites married, compared to 45% Hispanics, 26% of black women. The higher the level of education, the more likely people are to wed, and the less likely they were to live together. More than 60% of people with a college degree or higher were married. Religion played a role. Religion is very important in your life. You're more likely to be married, compared to 35% for whom religion is not important. Black women are the only group for whom the importance of religion made no difference in marital status, and cohabitation usually resulted in marriage. By the fifth year, 65% of people in their first cohabitation had married. Real interesting. Kimberly Clark, owner of Kotex, they make an ad. U.S. television networks will not run the ad because you cannot mention the word vagina. You cannot mention down there even. They redid the ads as not good enough. You cannot contain any direct reference to genitals, you know, the place where the tampon goes, in any ad. And yet erectile dysfunction is okay. The ins and outs of this are actually interesting. And some of the funny comments, like, you know how the ads on TV have women pouring blue liquid into their pads? What's that? And they're always dancing. They're always dancing around, women in these ads. Silly stuff, yet that's the world we live in. All right. There's no pleasing women. I want to talk to you about this trend of using plus-sized women in advertisements. Now, we'll get into what they look like and what ads we're talking about, but how's it affected women in the real world? Plus-size models and ads in women's magazines, now we know the effect that it's had on women. You tell me, and then I'll tell you what they found. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I had a Lexus IS, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. Great interior, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com, and may the best car win.
Need to increase your income and start earning money today? Donald Trump wants to help you.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I'm so pleased and excited to be part of what will be the most recognized network marketing organization in America, the Trump Network.
America, if we're going to pull ourselves out of this financial hole, we must start thinking outside the box. The Trump brand, merged with the power of network marketing, has created a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in business with a Trump network. Got financial problems? Nervous about the future? Don't like your job? Join the Trump network. Anyone can do this business. You're not alone. We'll train you.
This is truly a chance for millions of Americans to better their lives, their health, and their financial security.
Call the Trump Network today. 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660.
What rate are you getting on your CD, money market, or bond fund? How would you like to earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher with no stock market risk to your principal? Learn about an industry that's tripled in the last 3 years and is projected to grow from $20 billion to $160 billion in the next decade. Now, as an individual investor, you can place your money in this market and earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher without being affected by the ups and downs of the stock market or interest rate fluctuations. Call Pacific West Capital Group at 1-800-588-8000 to receive your free, no-obligation brochure. In the brochure, you will learn about an investment where you can earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher, and it's eligible for IRA or 401k rollovers. The source of your investment payout comes from some of the most financially stable companies in the world. Call 1-800-588-8000. Call Pacific West for your free brochure today at 1-800-588-8000. That's 1-800-588-8000.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. All right, let's start with Charles. How you doing, Charles? Dr. Dean here.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I recently heard a news report how C-sections were at an all-time high, and, you know, C-sections apparently cost twice as much, and they're driving up medical costs. This is an example of defensive medicine. And the reason why I ask you, because I grant that you're a fair-minded person. I've listened to you years. You seem to be nonpartisan. President Obama said that if you think doctors are performing defensive medicine, you're living in a fairy tale. He basically said it was a fairy tale that doctors are performing defensive medicine.
I can't imagine he would say that because he's a smart guy, unless there's some parts of the sentence missing. Because defensive medicine, here's the deal. In terms of the costs, doctors control the flow of the dollars in medical care. And we practice defensive medicine, and overall, this idea of malpractice, which is probably what he said, malpractice in and of itself is not a huge, it's a big chunk compared to what, you know, you and I have in the bank, but it's not a big chunk in terms of healthcare. What is a big chunk is that we doctors order too many tests. And when we order too many tests, not because we think you need them, but either because we make money in doing the tests, and there are certain tests that we make money when we do them. Most tests we send to a lab and then we bill you for it, and we don't make a lot of money. But a lot of tests we do, especially if it requires a procedure. And we do that because, not because we get sued all the time, it's because we know that when you're seeing thousands of patients in your lifetime, you know, one of these times something might slip through and you'll get sued. So it's a subconscious kind of a deal. And your question about C-sections is a good one. I don't know any doctors ever got sued for doing a C-section. You get sued when you do a vaginal birth and things go wrong, and the opposing lawyer says, "Why didn't you do a C-section?" What are you going to do? Say, "Oh, it's too expensive." Or the death rate from that is higher, and it requires women being in the hospital longer. There's a higher morbidity and mortality rate with C-sections, blah, blah, blah. It's just not going to hold up. So one of the reasons we do C-sections a lot is women ask for them. And, women want the convenience of it. They don't want to go through labor. They don't want they perceive that the stretching of the reproductive organs is bad for sex later on. That's not true, by the way. They think it's easier. Knock me out, give me anesthesia, deliver me the baby, and the baby's head looks cool. You know, a vaginal birth, the baby's heads often get squished and they come out like cone heads. So there's a lot of factors that are driving this insane push for C-sections, and it's way, way, way too high. And so you have to make incentives and offer incentives to women and sell the idea to women that a vaginal birth is a better deal. But C-sections, listen, the objective numbers, the real numbers, it's amazing how safe they are. But in terms of your risk of death and untoward things happening, yes, it's going to be higher with a C-section. And by the same token, if you did vaginal birth in everybody, there'd be problems. You need to be able to do C-sections often. All right, let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
I was wondering, how much DNA can they find out from a person's hair sample? If you remember back a few years ago, they exhumed Zachary Taylor, and this is some old hair. And mm-hmm. I was wondering, can they find out what you've eaten or drugs you've taken? And yeah, I was curious.
Well, they can definitely do toxic elements in your environment from hair. We've been doing that on ancient Egyptian mummies and Beethoven, Mozart, and all the way on down the line. And hair is not the best for DNA, but a lab can do it. The shaft of the hair will get you most of your DNA, but Y DNA, you're going to have to get the bulb. So if you pluck a hair out of someone's head, for example, you want to get the root, you know, that little bulby thing at the bottom, because that will have cells that will have the full complement. But for general, you know, general DNA, hair is good enough. A buccal smear, I think, and blood are the standards. A buccal smear, what they do is you take a cotton tip applicator and just swab the inside of your cheek. You would be amazed how many cells with nuclei, cells that are you, are shed inside your mouth. A lot of abrasion, you're eating food, you're grinding your teeth, etc. So it's a good place to get real cells with real nuclei, and blood probably the best. All right, I want to talk to you about plus-size women when we come back. And all the ads that use plus-size women. First, I'd like to know what you think, but more important is how has it affected women in the real world? You'll be surprised. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The smoke coming from the Santa Cruz Mountains today is not a wildfire. It's a controlled burn near Loma Prieta. UC Regents meeting in San Francisco today have been surrounded by protesters all day. People upset over recent fee increases and the prospect of more to come. Republican state senators in California are urging the state to join the lawsuits against health care reform, which was signed into law by the president today. They say Congress cannot force people to buy insurance. And Toyota today authorized its dealers to do a second gas pedal replacement for people who are dissatisfied with the first one. This is KGO San Francisco.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 40%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean, it was fluffed up, and they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 40%, then call Coit at 1-800-4COIT. Save 40% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 40% plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money back guarantee.
I am a real Coit customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 40%.
I absolutely recommend Coit to all my friends.
People you trust. Trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
If you compiled the medical records of every single person on Earth, they'd probably fill a building hundreds of miles long. But GE doesn't build buildings. We build the future. So we're working to make all this data available to more doctors in more places instantly. That's what makes electronic medical records part of something we call Health Imagination. It's innovation today for America's tomorrow. GE, imagination at work.
So we're at the drive-thru the other day, and my four-year-old says,
Mom, where does our food come from?
Let's go up to the first window.
I could have said from farms around the world. Instead, I said, let's see. Let's grow our own in the yard.
All right.
So we stopped at the Home Depot for everything we needed, like Miracle-Gro products. You know, the stuff that gives you big plants and bountiful vegetables.
This is easy. And we'll be saving money, Mom.
Get started on your own garden at the Home Depot Vegetable Gardening Workshop this Saturday at 9 a.m. Sponsored by Miracle-Gro.
Does your child have trouble focusing, staying on task, or paying attention? Is homework a struggle? Can your child play video games or watch TV for hours but can't finish a page of homework? The Attention and Achievement Center can help. With drug-free solutions that are proven, effective, and safe, root causes of conditions such as ADD, ADHD, auditory processing, learning disorder, and dyslexia can be corrected in as little as 6 months. This is a long-term, drug-free solution that helps your child fully realize his or her potential without dependence on drugs. The center has expert neurologists and psychologists with offices in Campbell, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 877-893-2440. That's 877-893-2440. Drugs and tutoring are a short-term band-aid. Call for long-term results. 877-893-2440 or log on to drugfreeadd.com. That's drugfreeadd.com.
Join 7,500 runners at the inaugural Oakland Running Festival, March 27th and 28th. There's a race for runners of all levels. Challenge yourself to the ultimate running accomplishment as the marathon returns to Oakland for the first time in 25 years. Or you can participate in the half marathon, four-person team relay, 5K, or kids fun run. Take in all the fun at the start-finish line near City Hall with music, food, drinks, and free games for the kids. For more information and to register, visit OaklandMarathon.com.
In good times and in bad, you can count on New York Life to help keep your family safe and secure. To learn more, visit NewYorkLife.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, I'm going to want to talk about these plus-size models and ads. Heather tells me we have a caller. Eric wants to talk about that first, and then I'll give you the article. Eric, what's on your mind?
Dr. Dean, first I want to say I've been listening to you for a long time, and I really appreciate your views and opinions on those things.
Thank you.
I'm a Puerto Rican man. I don't know that there's really relevance to that or not, but I've grown up around more voluptuous women my whole life. I've gone out with them. I'm actually married to one. And I think it's about time that we're seeing women in the ads and in advertising in general that represent what most women or real women look like. She'd always have a joke where she'd say, hey, the Lane Bryant catalog is here, and I enjoyed that more than the Victoria's Secret. And the thing is, we're starting to see now with the milk ads, with the bathing suit ads, and with all that, which to me gives a more positive image of what healthy, real women should look like and do look like. And not, yep. Hey, there's something wrong with you if you're not a size one.
Well, listen, Eric, I'm glad you expressed yourself so well, because there's so many things contained in your statement. First, we are all different. We all have different tastes, and it's ridiculous to think that everybody on Earth prefers, you know, the stick models that we're used to seeing. I agree with you. In my first book, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, I describe a night in a restaurant near where I used to live, a belly dancing joint, a Moroccan restaurant, great food, eat with your hands, a lot of fun. And the belly dancers were a little zoftig, and I delighted in the jiggle and the shapes and the shakes and the whole deal, and that's my particular taste. And I'm looking here at a plus-size ad in a magazine, and I think these women are hot. They excite me. What can I tell you? There's nothing more pathetic than really skinny, right? That is so against what nature has done. Find me a single culture anywhere in the world or any time in history where skinny was considered ideal for anything, in a wife, in a mate, in a mother, or whatever. So this is totally a modern construct, because as most of you women have found out, it's really, really hard to pull off unless you're metabolically that way. All right, let's dig into this article, Eric. You will be fascinated by it, because the question is this working for women? Now, you and I, you know, we can sit in our armchairs, chairs, and philosophize. It's a good thing, because now we know what real women look like, you know. Well, first of all, remember, to sell a product, you have to create fear. Now, that's fundamental to everything. Even, let me pick something you might not link to that idea. Car ads. The fear that you're not cool. So buy my, you know, hot new Sportster. Cosmetics, right? It all started with your underarms. Remember that? And bad breath to make us all insecure. And fear. So the fear here is that you are not attractive. So we have to sell you on something that you think if you do it, you'll be attractive and skinny. Well, topsy-turvy, my friends. Topsy-turvy. University of Arizona study. Ads featuring bigger models do not make most women feel good about themselves. Apparently, pretty much everything makes women feel lousy about how they look. Fascinating. Larger women feel better about themselves when the ads don't have any models at all. That's a kick in the head. Take out the models altogether. Make it a print ad. Women will feel better about themselves. Average-sized women have lower self-esteem after looking at ads with plus-size models compared to skinny ones. You hear that? Average-sized women wind up with lower self-esteem when they look at ads with plus-size models compared to skinny ones. And thin people prefer the traditional skinny models. Now, the study came up with one little icky thing that bigger models can be used to actually influence product sales. If a normal-sized woman sees a moderately heavy image in an ad for a weight loss product, she feels overweight and is more inclined to buy a diet plan or a gym membership, basically saying that ads could use plus-size models to make women feel bad enough about themselves that they want to spend more money in gym memberships and diet products. So quite interesting. Quite interesting. I'm puzzled by some of this. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more research. You know, the thing is that the people who spend money on ads are unlike politicians in that they test out everything first. Before they spend the money on a national advertising campaign, oh, they'll focus group it. They'll show it to all kinds of professionals and gather some data to see that it works. So they know what they're doing ahead of time. So the fact is that these plus-size ads don't seem to stop sales is fits in with all that, don't you think? All right, let's talk to Todd in Lodi. How you doing, Todd?
Oh, hi, Dr. Riddell.
Yes, sir.
I've got a little cute story for you. I was over in the Philippines, maybe 3 or 4 months ago on business, and I was in Malate at the time, and I was at a club. It was called the LA Cafe, and I'm sitting there, and next to me was a guy from Bahrain who had a very attractive airline stewardess with him. And so we were talking, you know, everybody was talking, we were having a few drinks, and so she went off to the restroom, and I leaned over to him and I said, I said, you know, she is really a beautiful lady. And he looks at me and he says, you know, she's way too skinny for me. He said, I like a little meat on the bones.
You know what, Todd? That has been found to be consistent in studies where you show, you know, 1,000 men outlines, silhouettes of women's bodies, ask them to judge what they like, ask them to judge what they think, you know, women themselves would like, ask them to judge what you think women would want to be, and do the same for both sexes back and forth and all the permutations and combinations you can come up with. And it is consistent that men prefer bodies on women that are much more zoftig than the bodies women think men prefer. So there's a little, little misread here on both sides. Both sides of the fence, and the same, by the way, holds true for women's perceptions of men's bodies, but we'll do that another time. So, yeah, you know, he's not alone, and of course, you know, we're talking about extremes. Listen, let it be said. Let's put this on the table right now, I mean, because this might relate to our first caller on the subject, that even women that many would consider obese are beloved and appreciated and admired by a lot of men. And this is a subject that's always interested me. And as an art lover, you know, you go back to the oldest sculpture that we know made by human hands, the Venus of Willendorf in the Kunsthistorisches Museum in Vienna. And she's as round as a softball and a little head and large, large breasts. And she has her arms wrapped around, you know, her belly. She's huge. You go back to Neolithic sites, caveman sites, all large, large, large. You go through even in... I don't mean to spend too much time in art here, but you go in Chinese history during the Tang Dynasty, 6900 AD, Zoftig women were in, and you look at all the tomb sculptures in that period, and these beautiful, beautiful women with large, we'd consider them fat today, large round faces and big old bodies. And it was because the emperor's favorite concubine happened to be large, and that started a whole aesthetic trend that lasted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So... something for everybody. Something for everybody. All right, I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Are you tired of feeling powerless over how government spends your money? Case in point, San Francisco and Marin County want to take over electric service. It could cost over $2 billion in public funds, but under current law, you don't even have the right to vote on it. Proposition 16 is the Taxpayers' Right to Vote Act. It requires voter approval before local governments can spend or borrow public funds to get into the electricity business. Prop 16 is supported by the California Taxpayers Association and the California Chamber of Commerce because it requires voter approval before local government spends your money getting into a business it knows nothing about at a time of budget deficits and layoffs of police and firefighters. Prop 16 is our best protection against more government spending and government debt. Vote yes on Prop 16, the Taxpayers' Right to Vote Act. Paid for by Yes on 16, Californians to Protect Our Right to Vote. Major funding from Pacific Gas and Electric Company, a coalition of taxpayers, environmentalists, renewable energy, business, and labor.
Honda.
I think it should be bigger.
Honda.
No, bigger.
Honda.
You know, I think we can do better.
Honda.
I don't think so. Can we just get a little bigger?
Honda.
There we go. Let's go with that one.
There's a really big thing going on at your Honda dealer right now. It's called Honda's Really Big Thing Sales Event. And Honda's not used to doing things like this, so there's never been anything like it. There's this special lease deal on the 2010 Honda Accord, which ALG picked for having the highest resale value in its class. And if you think about it, high resale value means high quality. The kind that lasts a long time. Even though these really special lease deals definitely won't. The point is, this Really Big Thing Sales Event is a great time to lease an Accord or a Civic, Insight, Fit, CRV, Pilot Odyssey, or Ridgeline for that matter. Just go see your Honda dealer today.
2010 Accord, winner of the ALG Residual Value Award midsize car segment.
There's no guarantee you'll ever have a single-digit handicap. There's no guarantee that you'll approve of your daughter's fiancé. There's no guarantee you'll stay as young as you feel. We live in a world where guarantees are in short supply. Thankfully, when it comes to investing, there's Assured Guarantee. When you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal is guaranteed. Every nickel of interest guaranteed. No surprises today, no surprises tomorrow. We invite bond investors to consider the global leader in bond insurance, with the financial strength and risk management skills to stand behind every bond we insure. Because while there's no guarantee your renovation will finish on schedule, you can get municipal bonds guaranteed by Assured Guarantee. Talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Heather will be right back. She's out getting a milkshake. She needs to put on some weight here. Let's talk to Lynn. How you doing, Lynn?
Interestingly enough, last night I was at a cheerleading demonstration, and there were probably five or six schools, and in each of the squads, there were at least one and maybe more what would be called, it used to be called, heavy set girls. And it was, they were just as graceful and just as limber as the skinny ones. And I that wouldn't have happened back when I was in school. They would have been considered too heavy for the team. But it was really good to see this last night.
Oh, that's great, Lynn. That's a great story and a great example of how we are changing. And you mentioned that they were as graceful and as athletic, et cetera. And of course, that's the that's entirely possible. I'll add another thing, and I don't want to get too personal on you all, but I'm going to try to do this tactfully and tastefully. You know, it's about sex appeal, isn't it? Sexiness. And I got to tell you, it has less to do with how much weight a woman is carrying than how she carries it, how she moves, her look, the things she says. I have in my single life, long time ago, been with women women have been in magazines, to tell you the truth, beautiful model type women, sexless, unsexy, as well as heavier women who just with a look and a little wink of the eye, they got it all. So it's there's so many myths attached to all this, and of course I, for one, am glad that it's changing. You know, I've been a supporter of this for a long, long time, so anything I seem to say to contradict that is really to provoke you. Let's talk to Margaret. How you doing, Margaret?
Hi. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, I guess my frustration is I'm 5'7". I've always weighed about between 150 and 160. I'm very athletic. And they never talk about my size. Like, I'm like a 10, or in the old days we were a 12. Now sizes have gotten bigger to make us feel better. But that's a normal weight. But really, we always go from what you see in the Plus magazines, which really are women who weigh 170 to 200. They are overweight. If I weighed that much and I tried to play tennis, which I play, I don't move well. I won't breathe as well. My blood pressure will go up. And that, so I don't know. It feels like we always go and we talk about either a size 2 or we talk about a size 16. But really, size women my size are the average woman. You know, the 10 to 12 to 14 women, they're the average women. We don't talk about that. We go from one extreme to another, and I'm kind of confused by that.
Oh, you're absolutely, absolutely right. Absolutely right. You get caught in the middle, or worse, because I don't know if you know what your BMI is, but your BMI is probably showing you as being overweight. And yet, when we look at the details, a BMI is nothing more than your height and your weight mixed together in a quick formula. And the fact is that very fit people have BMIs that show them to be overweight or obese. Very fit people. I watched the other night with interest, and I just happened to like their show. You don't have to, because it's a different way of presenting all these issues. Penn and Teller on obesity, and they challenged the idea that, you know, overweight people can't move as well as skinny people. So they took a skinny guy, just a sample. A small sampling, but they had some, medium overweight guys, and they ran hurdles, they ran a quarter mile, they did all kinds of things, a broad jump, etc., and the skinny guy came in last on all of them. Men can be quite powerful, athletic, and fit, and carrying a little extra weight. And you look at linemen, look at football players. I mean, they have a particular job to do. It's not a good job where they have to, run a mile in 4 minutes. But, it's very, very different. And using these extremes as examples, I think, is defeats us from having a rational discussions about it, Margaret. So I'm on your side on that one. And Heather's reminded me of something. Heather is involved with a group of burlesque ladies and takes burlesque classes, etc. And I've seen her troupe and their pictures, and lots of them are plus size women. And I've met them. We had a party once. Was Heather's your birthday, Heather? I'm trying to remember. I met some of them, and you could just tell talking to these women, they had it. These are sexy women. These are gals of all kinds of sizes. And just to go back to that point, that if it's sex appeal, and that really is the bottom line, a substitute, it's a, isn't a substitute for the word beauty? Why would you want to be beautiful if it's not to attract a mate, etc.? That's a separate commodity, and is not the province of just the skinny gals. So interesting stuff. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Have you been dreaming about upgrading your kitchen or bathroom? Well, make that dream a reality with AGI Construction. AGI Construction makes it easy and fast, with jobs completed in as little as 21 working days for kitchens and 15 days for bathrooms. AGI Construction is locally owned and operated in the Bay Area for over 35 years, licensed, bonded, and insured. They specialize in kitchens and bathrooms and can even provide design assistance on any job, large or small. Whether you need a full kitchen remodel or a simple bathtub to shower conversion, put their team of experts to work for you. You'll save time and money with AGI Construction. Why don't you call today for a free estimate and their special introductory offer for KGO listeners. Receive 5% off the total cost of any kitchen or bath remodel when you mention this ad. Call AGI Construction from anywhere in the Bay Area toll-free, 1-877-SOS-READY. That's 1-877-SOS-READY, or visit them online, agiconstruction.org. That's agiconstruction.org.
Attention to all Americans struggling with medical bills and credit card debt. Due to the economic crisis, a program approved by the United States government now may eliminate 100% of your medical bills and credit card debt entirely. This program is now available to the general public through the Chapter 7 Federal Bankruptcy Act and here to offer Americans a fresh start during these hard economic times. We have one goal in mind with this program, and that is to allow Americans to keep their homes, cars, and personal property while eliminating 100% of your debts for good. For more information and to see if you qualify for this government-approved program, call the American Bankruptcy Hotline today. 800-305-4770. Over 1.5 million Americans are expected to take advantage of this opportunity this year alone. While the economy is getting worse and worse, there is no better time than now to file bankruptcy on your debts and walk away from 100% of it for good through this program. For more information, call America's Bankruptcy Hotline now. 800-305-4770. 800-305-4770. Again, that's 800-305-4770.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together, we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year, we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now, we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing cost or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/25/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Why am I talking about this when we have the person herself here to talk to us about it? And as I mentioned, Heather's involved in a neo-burlesque group. And Heather, if you don't mind me, your boss, saying the following, you are a beautiful young woman with the perfect shape. So you are, you know, it's easy for you to sit back and feel secure, but you look out over a different world. And you're in this burlesque troupe where a lot of women are plus sizes. And I'd like your perspective as a woman inside the group. How do you women relate to each other about this issue?
Well, you know, I suppose in other walks of life, certain things might cause certain jealousies or whatnot. But, like, A, there's so much support and love. And I think you also really sort of, I don't know, you get a really good new perspective when you see someone, just like you were saying, who is bigger, that in another walk of life might, I don't know, have a hard time or somebody might tease her or whatever it is. Just be so awesome. And then you're sitting there maybe as the more, what do I want to say, socially accepted norm or something like that, going, wow, I wish I could do what she did, or I wish I had her confidence or anything like that. And I like to sort of quote my teacher, Bombshell Betty. She calls herself a body image activist, which is so great. It's totally what she's doing. And just, if you feel sexy, you are sexy. So that's what she's about.
I like that. So in your group, then, you ladies can talk to each other about this. It's not like you're sitting there feeling, are they all jealous of me because you have this, quote, perfect body. You actually put these issues on the table and talk openly about it, because I think that's unusual.
Not so much. That might be a little bit more behind the scenes. It's just something that happens while you're there. You suddenly become very aware of it. And I remember sort of putting myself down for a body part in front of people once, and I knew people were like, oh, shut up, you know, because everybody's like, oh, I'd kill to have her legs, or I'd kill to have her boobs, or, you know, it's just so everybody has that body part that they don't particularly care for, and then you just get over it because you're shaking it and having a good time.
Yes, I was reading a piece in the Times over the weekend about this, how people look in the mirror. Almost every single person on earth has a part of their body that they hate. And I don't know where we get that from, but boy, what a lot of wasted energy. Well, thank you for that, Heather.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening. That is the program. And please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Where would you rather?
rather see Bay Area kids spending their time out in the streets with the drugs, the violence, the gangs, the predators, or with caring friends and communities where they're safe, secure, and away from the negative temptations that are out there. The choice is easy to make, but because of California's budget crisis, the streets are gaining a big advantage. At EMQ Families First, they're doing all they can to protect children with prevention and early intervention programs for drug addiction, domestic violence, in-home and school-based services protecting over 18,000 children and family members. Now, they could use your help, too. Donations are needed, and every penny you give helps keep Bay Area kids off the streets and with the safe, caring, healthy families that they deserve. For more information on EMQ Families First and the many other ways you can help, please visit their website at helpkids.org. That's helpkids.org. Do it now, because the streets are no place for kids.
The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
If I won millions of dollars,
quiet on the set,
I'd help my brother live his dream and bring his screenplay to life.
Roll sound. 408, take two. Action!
Then we just have to figure out what to wear when we walk the red carpet.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a book could do. Tell us what you do at ifiwonmillions.com. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
Now, if I won millions of dollars, I'd hire myself some famous chefs, like the ones on TV. And one day a year, they'd prepare and serve their very best food in soup kitchens all across the state. Bon appetit.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a book could do. Tell us what you do at ifiwonmillions.com. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Gil Gross on KJO. Coming up later, a new angle on the healthcare debate. But coming up,